This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. And by the way, that's what we are going to do today. I'm going to cover what I call news you can use and some tips you can take away. I like it when you listen to the show. As soon as you're finished listening to the show, you can actually do something. So we have lots of tips today. Also, a reminder, Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice in both places. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. Now, they have a big year-end sale through December 31st. 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So make sure that you avail yourself of this opportunity. And do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. They are excellent. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on Kind Organics vitamins. Okay, let's get started. I'd like to be logical and start at the beginning. You've heard me talk about epigenetics and environmental modification of gene expression. Everything that happens to us is based on what we come into the world with and what we do to that. And that's what environment is. It's the way you live, your stress, what you eat, how you sleep, toxins you're exposed to, people you're exposed to. It's absolutely everything that influences you. So with resistance, we're talking about innate health status and genetic predisposition. And environment, as I said, is every factor that influences you. And those factors can be positive or negative. So if you have more negative influences, you can hit the tipping point and end up with gene expression conditions like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, a whole host of conditions. They will then evidence themselves. So this is very different than what we were taught up until the mid-90s. The genes were absolute. There was no changing them except rare mutations. Well, we know that's not true. There's gene expression, and that is impacted by what you do. And the good news is you can change what happened generations before. So, for example, if a mother is of a good weight and health and has a baby, that baby's chance of obesity is very low. Risk is very low. If she simply gains weight, gets pregnant again, has another baby, that baby's risk for obesity is significant and it's passed on from multiple generations. Now, that's bad news, but the good news is each generation can turn it around by doing what's healthy so that gene expression in that individual is healthy. So what are some of the risk factors in health? Smoking, secondhand exposure, sedentary lifestyle and stress, poor diet and water, health problems, allergies, food intolerances, artificial light exposure, aging, can't help that, free radical pathology, you can influence that, aluminum cookware and plastics, medications and medication reactions, environmental toxins and pollutants. This list really can go on and on. But it it really is important to look at your surroundings and see what you can change. Chronic stress is really important. It increases stress chemicals and hormones, which contribute to higher steroids in your body, your own natural steroids, which contribute to weight gain, high cholesterol, and blood sugar elevations. So if you go to have a blood test and you're under a lot of stress, the doctor's going to see a higher cholesterol, higher triglycerides, higher sugar, and advise you that you are pre-diabetic and you may need to be on a medication. Redo that test. Don't hang your hat on one test. And do it when you're not stressed to see what your status is. And stress increases all chronic diseases. It shrinks the thymus. It damages the adrenals. It causes digestive problems and immune suppression. It also depletes nutrients. By the way, stressed is desserts spelled backwards. I like that. Now, in the last 100 years, and if I wanted to be generous, I could say 200 years, a modern diet's seen an increase in refined foods, sugars, and the addition of artificial additives. There are over 3,000 FDA-approved food additives. Most were grandfathered in, meaning never really tested for safety. Under the Toxic Control Substances Act, or the Toxic Substances Control Act, which I facetiously call Protect the Manufacturers of Toxins Act. That was in 1976, and Congress has been working for the last 5 to 10 years to turn that around. There are 84,000 man-made chemicals, and 62,000 chemicals were grandfathered in, just so you know how poor the testing has been. There are 22,000 new chemicals, about 700 a year. Testing not required. I'm going to repeat that. Testing not required. It's outrageous that we can put any chemical, manufacturing can put any chemical in the environment without testing it. There are over 16,000 are permitted to be kept secret. That number is closer to 17,000 now. And it's kept secret from all agencies, government, people, researchers. It's forbidden by law. And this was really to protect the industry for their proprietary reasons to protect their product. The EPA actually acknowledges that only 200 have been tested. The EPA just does not have the strength it should have. It reminds me of a policeman that can give you a ticket for speeding, but that's all. He'll say, slow down. There's no consequence. You're just told. And what happens is the grassroots gets a hold of the information because we have a lot of transparency in research now. And they start taking action at the grassroots level. People don't buy bisphenol A, for instance, BPA, wanted BPA free. Do you know that the industry that uses BPA requested that it be banned because they're tired of answering the questions? Who made that happen? Not our agencies. It came from the grassroots. Environmental Working Group is one of the main ones. But there are many colleague organizations with EWG. Now, medications can have side effects. I'm hitting on the common ones, antacids. They were really intended for short-term use, but people are put on them from as early as 3 months of age through the elderly. Without trying to find out what's going on underneath, in an infant, for instance, change the formula. Many infants will get reflux from milk-based formulas, and you can change that formula and make a huge difference. Rather than continue to give whatever is aggravating the child and then an antacid. Now, what they do is the antacids block absorption and they decrease digestion. They deplete zinc, iron, B12, vitamin C, magnesium, calcium, B vitamins, and there are a host of other nutrients. So it is not unusual. In my practice, I see a lot of children. I will often get referred to me a child with failure to thrive somewhere around 2 who's been on an antacid since birth. And no change in formula. We go through that, work with the pediatrician. It's becoming too common. If you're going to give an antacid, that child needs heroic nutrition supplementation to compensate for the downside. Hydrochlorothiazide, known as HCT or HCTZ, it's a diuretic. It's often given for high blood pressure. It depletes sodium, but not all blood pressure is caused by high sodium. More low blood pressures are caused by low potassium and low magnesium and not enough calcium and a little too much sodium. So it's really a ratio, a relevant one relevant to the other, how they relate to each other. So it not only depletes the hydrochlorothiazide diuretic, not only depletes sodium, it depletes zinc, B vitamins, potassium, and magnesium, rendering you more susceptible to high blood pressure because of the depletion of potassium and magnesium. What people are not aware of often is that those diuretics can also increase glucose, uric acid, cholesterol, LDL, and triglycerides, for which there are other medications. Beta blockers are very common for high blood pressure. They seem to be most important when there's an arrhythmia for which none of the other meds have been working. Now, what they do is they slow down aerobic capacity and therefore increase glucose, triglycerides, weight, uric acid, and fatigue. You can't achieve good aerobic capacity on certain beta blockers, and some people are able to take less or talk to the physician about switching, and that's between you and your doctor. Statins such as Crestor, Lipitor, Zocor, they are prescribed for high cholesterol. Now, they turn down HMG-CoA reductase. That's why they're called HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. That HMG-CoA produces cholesterol. Now, cholesterol is essential to life on Earth. It's not all bad. If we had none, we would be water. We would have no structure. It's the bricks in your cell membrane. It's 65% of the dry weight of the brain. It's part of the nerve sheath. It makes vitamin D. It makes your hormones. It is a critical, critical, important nutrient. So critical, we make it. 1,000 milligrams to 2,000 milligrams a day. So when we take statin, it not only turns down the production of cholesterol, it turns down coenzyme Q10, which is the core enzyme in the furnace in your cell, the mitochondria, that generates energy. And it is, CoQ10 is most abundant in the heart tissue. So when we deplete CoQ10, it's like taking some of the instead of heavying up your fuse box and bringing in more electricity, you take some of the electricity out of your house, and then you put more appliances in and you blow fuses. CoQ10 is critical to life on Earth. It makes ATP, body electricity. When we deplete that with a statin, we are at risk of weak muscles. The first muscle to experience it is the cardiac muscle. And there is a condition called statin-induced cardiomyopathy, meaning damage to the heart muscle as the result of a statin. Now, this can happen, according to the developer of Lipitor, when they did the studies. Anybody taking 20 milligrams or more of Lipitor was subject to muscle damage, and they did punch biopsies of the muscles. I can tell you the heart is being damaged as well. And some people are more susceptible, especially if they have particular gene variants or gene predispositions that render them more susceptible. So what happens is there's neuromuscular damage that occurs. Now, if the patient's already a cardiac patient, the worsening of the heart is not a surprise without addressing the fact that maybe increasing the statins is going to worsen it. I have noticed that more and more cardiologists are putting patients on coenzyme Q10 first. We like ubiquinol instead of ubiquinone at 100, 200 milligrams. Then they may use a statin and less of it, because what does CoQ10 do? It stabilizes lipids. It's an antioxidant. It makes energy. It's critical for every cell. So just wanted to bring up how medications we take can affect us. And I was just picking some of, the most common ones. And interesting, the paradigm shifting. Let's talk about some good news. I'm filling you with all this information about all the things that are bad for us. The paradigm is shifting. Pesticide effects. American Academy of Pediatrics has a statement on pesticides. And what they say is that they now recognize that organophosphate exposure at levels common among U.S. children may contribute to ADHD prevalence. Now, the AAP position statement is that children encounter pesticides daily and have unique susceptibilities to their potential toxicity. Acute poisoning risks are clear. Epidemiological evidence demonstrates associations between early life exposure to pesticides and pediatric cancers, decreased cognitive function, and behavioral problems, all of which are epidemics right now in children, many epidemics. Related animal toxicology studies support these findings. Now, this is the AAP. I'm so proud of them. Recognizing and reducing problematic exposures will require attention to current inadequacies in medical training, public health tracking, and regulatory action on pesticides. That's pretty impressive. That was in 2012 in pediatrics. Paradigm shifting, additive effects, artificial food additives, preservatives, coloring. They're found in commercial foods most children consume. If it's not organic, it probably has artificial additives, preservatives, coloring, flavoring. And there was a meta-analysis of studies and current research which found significant increase in hyperactivity, shorter attention spans, neurobehavioral toxicity. The American Academy of Pediatrics now says a preservative-free, coloring-free diet is a reasonable intervention. And I have this quote in the editorial. The overall findings are clear. We as skeptics who long doubted the parental claims of effects of various foods on behavior admit we might have been wrong. I would take "we might have" and put it as "we were wrong." And it's wonderful that it's changed, but, you know, I don't think many people got the memo. I don't see that pediatricians are turning around and trying to make changes. And I think we've covered quite a bit already. We are going to continue this discussion. We're going to talk about risks, risk factors, diet, nutrients, supplementing, and give you a lot of tidbits. So if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on Kind Organics vitamins. A reminder, too, about the Village Green sale. It's their year-end sale through December 31st. 35% off Pathway and nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Now, we talked about some of the risk factors. We talked about environmental modification of gene expression. I also wanted to talk about norms. The term normal is not healthy. The normal on a bell curve is 95.44%. of the people walking around. That's not healthy. We look for optimum health, and it's a much more narrow range, usually one standard deviation from the mean. And a little bit about philosophy. We talk about the pebble dropping in the lake and the concentric circles reaching the shore. That's really referring to the way we have traditionally looked at problems, not at the pebble, but at the concentric circles, treating the symptoms that show up rather than getting to the pebble dropping. And biochemical individuality. Roger Williams made this statement. He was considered a heretic. I always give him credit for it. This was back in the 50s, I do believe, when he said, we're all unique, we're all different. And that was heresy, because I was taught that all of our enzymes are equal and identical in all humans, and that we all need very small amount, minuscule amounts of nutrients for those enzymes to work. And I remember looking at my fingerprints and looking at the differences in people and thinking, that just can't be. You never hear that said anymore because it was wrong. And genetic potential is important. We talked about gene expression and genetics, but genetic potential is a range. And we're not going to push somebody right now into someone else's genetic range. What we try to do is help each individual be at the best of their genetic potential. We talked about the paradigm shifting, that the American Academy of Pediatrics has taken a different stand on pesticides, warning about them, warning about artificial food additives and coloring. And the paradigm shifting in autism is important. I'm an autism educator, and I do see children and adults with autism. What we now know is that it is a biomedical condition, and we've really known that for 30 years, but this has become much more accepted. It's a multifaceted condition, which includes the consequences of environmental impact on gene variants and gene expressions. It is not so much a genetic condition. It is predisposition and environmental impact. And environmental impact, we mentioned before, it's everything in your environment, what you eat, how you sleep, your stresses, the people you're involved in, the quality of your life, everything you can think of, the medications. And part of those medications are vaccines. And I'm going to stop right here and say vaccines don't cause autism. But that's the wrong question. Do vaccines, the toxins in those vaccines, the additives that are can be toxic to some, the number of vaccines at one time have a profound influence in the development of all kinds of developmental issues, including autism, in certain susceptible individuals? The answer is yes. And so when you really want to find out something, you have to look at this biochemical individuality, the unique difference in differences in people. The dysfunctions in autism affect barrier integrity, leaky brain, leaky gut, inflammation, immunity, GI function, metabolism and biochemistry, and neurological function. These dysfunctions result in impaired responses to surroundings, stimuli, foods, food components, toxins, artificial additives, pesticides, medications, and drugs. So people say, well, do the foods cause the problem or the problems cause the foods? The answer is yes. It's both. It's an interrelationship. And the American Academy of Pediatrics, again, I'm proud of them for this, used to tell people to stay away from anything to do with diet and nutrition. It had no relevance in autism. Now we can test. You can't deny the paperwork. You can't deny finding out what gene variants people have, finding out what deficiencies they have. And so they now direct pediatricians to become knowledgeable in complementary alternative treatments for autism, including dietary and nutrition interventions. Another, I'm going through a lot of controversies here because I like to hit on those, and I get asked about them anyway. The paradigm shifting on fluoride. The National Academy of Sciences has a report on fluoride water safety for children. Came out in 2006. They absolutely accept that neurodevelopmental effects and reduced IQ are the consequences of consuming fluoridated public water supply. And that's pretty interesting. I have the report. It's about 500 pages. And if you want, you can ask me about that. My the best way to get me is my name, Dana Lake, D-A-N-A-L-A-A-K-E, at AOL.com. Other consequences of fluoridated water supply consumption by children: increased bone cancer in adolescent males, damage to tooth enamel from excess, concerns about impaired reproduction and fetal development. I'm a dental hygienist by training, and when I learned what fluoride could do, I, as a dental hygienist, would not give fluoride treatments to kids under five because there were deaths because they were eating the toothpaste, the mouth rinse, and then getting these treatments. And I was real concerned about it. Now we know that there are significant concerns. It's the only time in history they have put a medication in the water supply. So I'm not against fluoride. I think it can be given more safely as a paint-on in children over two. I advocated for 40 years that parents should not use fluoride drops in infants. That is now recommended by the AAP, the ADA, Dental Association. They recommend avoiding fluoride drops in infants up to 2 years. The EPA is now proposing to limit the exposure to fluoride by lowering the current legal fluoride cap in the tap water, banning sulfuryl fluoride pesticides, and the HHS, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, proposes a 42% reduction of fluoride in the public water. This is what you saw happening when hydrogenated oils, when it was so obvious that they were harmful, even though the information had been there for 50 years, took way too long. They start backing up, well, softer margarines, well, the oil margarines, less. Finally, butter's better. No margarine. Butter's better. That was always true. And it's a shame it takes so long. That's what you see happening with fluoride. And annual causes of death. Number one, heart disease. Two, cancer. And they're both you know, half a million or more a year. Medical errors and medications are number three cause of death in the United States. It does. These numbers came from hospital errors and medication errors and does not include private practice medical errors. And the according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, if we had accurate accounting, the number one cause of death in the United States would be death from medical errors and medications. Now, the American Medical Association, medical profession, is well aware of this. And that's why you now see more computerized availability in hospitals where they scan your bracelet and scan the medicine they're about to deliver. And if something's wrong, the laptop that's at every bedside, and most hospitals have turned to this, starts beeping. And that helps. It helps the humans so that we don't have the errors, because many of these medication errors are simply human errors, overworked staff. So the medical profession is responding to this. And you'll notice that if you go in and visit someone in a hospital, you'll see the difference. Let's talk about our children then and now. Before the 80s, 7,000 with diabetes. Children now we're talking about. Currently 125,000. Asthma, 2 million before the 80s. Current, 9 million. Learning disabilities, 796,000 before the 80s. 3 million now. ADD and ADHD were under a million, now 4.4 million. Autism was 1 out of 2,000. And right now, it's 1 out of 88. That's huge. When I got involved, it was really 1 out of 10,000. And then it went very quickly to 1 out of 2,000. Now, the first thing you're thinking, I'm reading your mind, listeners, well, there's better diagnosis. You're right. There is better diagnosis. So the 600% increase in autism, 200% of that is due to better diagnosis. There's still a huge increase. So we have lots to get done. Our children's stolen future. For the first time in two centuries, the current generation of children in the United States have shorter life expectancies than their parents. This is primarily due to the rapid rise in childhood obesity, which leads to diabetes, heart disease, kidney failure, and cancer, all now occurring at younger ages. That was in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2005. And it's getting worse. What we'll do when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about how you can shift your diet from a diet that promotes disease to a diet that promotes health. And some of this is pretty basic and simple. So if you've just joined us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
It's the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new CogniSure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in CogniSure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. CogniSure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and CogniSure. Remember CogniSure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health, and that's what we're doing today. I'm going back to basics. My understanding is Mickey Mantle did that. He said, you got to go back to basics. And that's what I'm trying to do today, because we do talk about individual nutrients, conditions, diets, foods. We cover a lot on this show, but sometimes when we're just focusing on one thing, we can lose the big picture. And so I'm trying to bring that back. Just a reminder, too, that the Village Green has their big year-end sale through December 31st, 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, 20% off body care products. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us next Sunday, and Kevin will be your host. So going back to what we're talking about, the basics, we talked about that everything that we experience, whether it's a cold or allergies or cancer, whatever we experience is environmental modification of gene expression. It changes the way your genes express themselves and can be positive, healthy, or negative, unhealthy, depending on the exposures. And so we went through toxins and chemicals, and we've now arrived at diet. And I have some simple definitions. Undernutrition is too little food. Malnutrition is poor quality food. We really don't have too little food in this country. What we have is an abundance of poor quality food that is not nutrient dense, that is high calorie, low nutrient. Diet is what you eat, and nutrition is what the cells derive, and they're not interchangeable terms. You may eat a perfectly good diet and not achieve good nutrition or good function with nutrients if you have digestive problems or you're taking a diuretic. Or an antacid, you're not getting the nutrients. And nutrients have to be broken down, like dollars have to be broken down to coins to put them in a parking meter, okay? You can't shove a dollar in the parking meter. Well, food is like the dollar. It can't help you until it is digested to coins. Amino acids, fatty acids, simple sugars. And they cross the gut. Then they have to be transported. That's a whole system. They have to be taken up by the tissues. That's another system. And then they have to be utilized. The enzymes have to be working well. The engine needs tuning sometimes. And the bottom line is function. We're looking for function. So this is where nutritional status is affected by all of these previous things that I mentioned. And then we get into interactions between foods and nutrients, herbs, foods, medications, how they're taken, when they're taken. It's a moving target. It really is. And some people get so obsessed about getting the exact amount of a nutrient. The body, and I'll say this again later, but I'll say it now. The supplement safety, nutritional supplement safety is amazing for a simple reason. We don't have to measure every day what we need. We don't even know how to do all of that. We can do some of it. We would have to know what's in the food and eat exactly what we need. because we don't need to. Nutrients are regulated by the body in something called homeostasis. When you are the most efficient, you absorb the most. Unless you're on an antacid, then you're going to have some blockage. But assuming that your gut is working and that you're absorbing, the body puts out a call to absorb more magnesium, more zinc, more D. When you're sufficient, you absorb less. You have to overwhelm the gates with higher doses long term to cause toxicity and harm. Some people look and say, oh my gosh, I took 10,000 of A and that could be toxic. It might be in an infant taken, you know, months, maybe even longer than that. But your body is going to decide whether or not it wants to absorb that or needs it. One dose like that is not going to be a catastrophe. Now, a real exception is iron. When toddlers get mom's iron pills that look like colorful little chocolate candies and swallow too much before someone knows it and the stomach can't be pumped. So that is a tragedy, and that does unfortunately happen. The death rate in medications is 160,000 to 190,000 a year, and supplements at 0 to 10 a year. And most of that is just what I told you about, infants getting or toddlers getting mom's iron pills. So what's wrong with the American diet? We call it the SAD, standard American diet, SAD. 30 pounds of fries a year, 141 pounds of sugar per year, and you know what your body tolerates? Max 70 pounds a year. Ideal under 30. We are at 141. It's huge. More junk food and bad fats, less vegetables, less protein, less fruits, and less fiber. Garbage in, garbage out. So we want to pay attention to this. So what can we do? Let's look. Supersizing of America. Hamburgers were 1 ounce in 57. Now they're 6 ounces. Popcorn, 3 cups. Now it's 16 cups. Soda, 6.5 ounces. Now 20 ounces. And I do see a return to smaller sodas. I mean, the stuff is junk. Yes, it's better to consume less of it, but these are anti-nutrients. Soda is an electrolyte antagonist. It just wipes out your nutrients. Sugar used to be first on my list, and sugars are a problem, but they're not first on my list anymore. All the artificial stuff is. But sugars certainly set you up for diabetes. They deplete zinc and chromium, which are necessary for insulin. Zinc's part of insulin. So when you deplete zinc, you deplete your insulin production, your ability to make it. And chromium is necessary for, it's called part of glucose tolerance factor that makes insulin work. And sugar increases weight, diabetes, triglycerides, inflammation, yeast overgrowth. And refined sugars are just devoid of nutrients. We encourage people to use I say use a natural juice as a sweetener in something, very dilute. Make a drink with dilute. And when I say dilute, I mean flavor water with real juice if you need something more substantial. High fructose corn syrup is not healthy for you. And the industry knows that everyone knows this now, and they want the right. They have approached the USDA with the right to rename high fructose corn syrup. I don't know what they want to call it, but they know that we are on to them. And it's abundant in most commercial foods and drinks. It is an altered sugar. It's double the sugar effect, increases the risk for obesity and diabetes significantly, triglycerides, which increase cholesterol, and risk for kidney damage. 50% of it is contaminated with mercury, which, you know, is definitely a concern. And in sodas, it increases something called carbonyl compounds, which are linked to diabetes, eye damage, and nerve damage. I tell parents, if you wouldn't give your kids a martini, don't give them sodas. And I'm being facetious, but I'm serious. Sodas remove nutrition. They have no place in a child's diet. Now, artificial sweeteners, the weight gain connection, they result in a disruption of calorie regulation. They slow down metabolism. So you're in calorie conservation. They provide no nutrient density. They result in overeating. And the studies on the mice and humans show weight gain and higher calorie consumption when you use artificial sweeteners in so many of these light, you know, diet foods. The mice got so obese, their bellies dragged on the ground. The only difference, they fed them the same diet, sugar in one, artificial sweetener in the other. So I say to people, if you want to gain a lot of weight and be obese and develop diabetes, consume all the diet sodas you can get your hands on. Diet sodas are actually worse than regular sodas. I am not endorsing regular sodas, but diet sodas are worse. I know that's hard to believe. And there's also a risk of stroke or heart attack with diet soda drinkers. Splenda isn't so splendid. It has a it increases body weight, calorie consumption. Again, it's doing a lot of what the artificial sweeteners are known to do. And aspartame concerns. It has an effect. It's an excitotoxin, and people who are sensitive can get headaches, hyperactivity, and aspartame has some links to a number of health conditions. And let's go into a glycemic diet. What does that mean? It means a sugar-raising diet. So when you take in sugar, you raise blood sugar. That releases insulin, which converts this rapidly rising glucose to triglycerides, which is carried on the LDL cholesterol, stored around the middle, called belly fat. And your triglycerides and cholesterol go up, and your sugar goes up, and someone says, don't eat meat and eggs. Definitely consume eggs. And if you are a person who tolerates organic, pasture-fed animals, that's what you should be eating. There's no one diet for everyone. We talk about that. People are different. So when we come back, we'll cover a little bit more about the diet. And hopefully you'll go home with some good information. If you've just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I want to remind you that the Village Green has a big sale till the end of the year, December 31st. You've got to take advantage of it. 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. We are here every Sunday morning, and please do join Kevin next Sunday for his discussion on nutrition. Now, we've been talking about the basics. We talked about the diet, environmental modification of gene expression, and that everything that surrounds us impacts on whether our genes express themselves in a healthy manner or a non-healthy manner. And we've been talking about sugars and artificial sweeteners, and number one on my list are all artificial items. That includes hydrogenated oils, trans fatty acids. They are mutant plastic fatty acids. They're artificial. They don't occur naturally in nature. The ideal amount in our tissues is zero. They are disruptive. They increase infertility and fetal complications, inferior breast milk quality, cardiovascular disease, cancer and diabetes, neurological disorders, immune disorders, cell membrane dysfunction, abnormal lipid metabolism, and weight gain. So why did we ever agree to hydrogenated oils? It actually got a Nobel Prize, the development of it. It was a way of making an altered fat. So it began to take hold in this country in the 1900s, really. By the 50s, hydrogenated oils were everything, and anything natural, butter and lard, were terrible. So we went from consuming a good amount of butter and lard and eggs, and that dropped over time. And what increased was trans fats. And so we were told that those saturates were causing the problem, but we were eating less and less. It's just a reminder, hydrogenated oils are more saturated than any naturally occurring fat in nature. They are far worse than lard. In fact, lard is no longer considered such a problem. That's a surprise to some of you. Now, let's dovetail in here this whole idea of diets. There's no one diet for all people on earth. And anyone who's advocating one diet, that will work if that's your diet. You know, you can't call a store and say, you know, I'm 5 feet tall, send me a suit, send me a dress. It has to be tapered. The right diet depends upon individual genetics, family history, ethnicity, culture, age, gender, and stage, health status, diet quality, food reactions, allergies, lifestyle, stress, and sleep. Now, there are genes that render people susceptible to high-fat diets, being not good for them, and other genes that make a high-fat diet beneficial. The Eskimos and Inuit people have a 70% fat diet. They require it. That's what their genes are telling them they need, and that's what they need. So it's setting standards and saying everybody has to consume a certain percentage of fat or less fat, that lower is better. Pritikin went down to 10%, I believe, when that's not realistic. And fat is important. I do not use that pyramid. I put a big X on the pyramid. The pyramid is not helpful because it has grains as a part of the pyramid, an essential food group, and dairy as an essential food group. Neither one of those are essential food groups. We have not consumed, we've only consumed dairy products and grains in the last 10,000 years of over 2 million years of human history, 200,000 and actually climbing of modern human history. So they're relatively new. They are choices within the food groups. The food groups humans require protein, fat, and carbohydrate. Proteins can be animal source, seafood, meats, poultry, eggs, and milk products. Plant source, beans, nuts, and seeds. So here you see that milk products are not an essential food group. It is absolutely incorrect, and it continues to be perpetuated by the USDA that puts that, now they've gone to the plate. I went to the plate 15, 20 years ago, and they've gone to the plate, but they put that glass of milk, and everybody thinks they have to consume milk. Okay, so we talked about animal and plant source proteins. You have a wide choice. Fats. We make saturates. We can eat them. What have humans done? I always ask the question, what have humans done for 2 million years? What have they done for 200,000 years? What have they done? That gives you an idea. Unsaturated fatty acids, the monos, better known as the olive oil, avocado, almond oils, the Mediterranean oils, these are very healthy for you. We do make them, but we can't consume them. They are healthy. Polyunsaturates, the two essentials are omega-3, omega-6. And omega-6 are vegetables and their oils. We get too much of those. Omega-3 are from fish, beans, nuts, seeds. So the seafoods are give us direct EPA, DHA. But we can make EPA, DHA from beans, nuts, and seeds. Not very efficiently, and some of us are like cats. We have to be carnivorous. We can't make it. Carbohydrates. So we have protein, fat, and carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are all plant source. Vegetables, fruits, grains, beans, nuts, and seeds. I want you to notice these are the fiber foods. Again, we don't have to eat grains. They are an option, and most refined grains raise blood sugar higher than a teaspoon of sugar. So we don't like breads, pasta, crackers, pretzels. That's a shortcut to obesity and diabetes. If you're going to have grains, they need to be soaked. Real steel-cut oatmeal in the morning. Instant oatmeal is going to raise your blood sugar, make you hungry all day. You're not going to be able to satisfy that appetite. So we look at beans, nuts, and seeds. They're good fiber. They're complex carbohydrates. They are omega-3 precursors, and they are plant source proteins. They are wonderful. They're whole. They're the most complete foods we have. Good to snack on. Hummus, nuts, and seeds. Easy to keep with you. So we know there are many types of human diets. What are the basics? So what are you supposed to do? I've told you all these negatives. Organic and eco-friendly foods, nutrient dense, get a lot of nutrition for the calories. Vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts, seeds, pasture-fed animals, homemade bone broths, fermented foods, beneficial fats, whole grains if tolerated. If it does not grow, do not eat it. That's kind of that simple. Closest to nature is what you want to do. And the egg is good. It raises HDLs. It's perfect protein. It does not cause heart disease. So, see, I gave you some good news and some good advice. And we're going to part ways right now. We will continue to have the discussion on the show about some of what I call the basics. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, and giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.